My sermon is just called Thank You, Mom. And song else probably gonna make me cry. But, you know, as I've been thinking this week, Mother's Day, you know, it's the one day of the year that we kind of, somehow, that we kind of separate out and give our moms honor. Hopefully, we do that. You know, even if our moms weren't like the moms we wanted them to be, right? You know, the scriptures, I'm just going to talk about a few scriptures this morning, and I want to pray for all the moms as well. But in Genesis chapter 2, is we have creation here, and we know this story, right? But God makes Adam, and then he makes all the beasts of the field and birds and creeping things and all these things. And the Bible says that God brings every single animal, bless you, ever created. He brings them before Adam, and Adam names all of them, right? And so that must have taken a long time. And Adam's fairly creative because we have stuff like the duck-billed platypus and stuff like that, right? I mean, hippopotamus, how did he come up with that one, right? One comedian I watched one time, he says, you know, towards the end, Adam started getting tired. And, you know, like a fly went by and he just called it a fly because that's what it was doing. So, right, he just kind of got, he's like, I'm done, man. All creativity's gone. But so anyway, the Bible says, guys, that, right, that all these animals came before Adam and the Lord was watching it. And the Lord said that there was nothing found suitable as a helper for Adam or as a partner for Adam, right? The New American Standard calls it a helper, and but the Greek, the Hebrew word there is also, it could mean socor, S-U-C-C-O-R, and it means a partner, a mate, right? You understand? It's and so anyway, we know in verse 21 and 22 in chapter 2, the Bible says that God made a deep sleep fall on Adam, and he took a rib out of his side. And he formed the woman out of the rib. And Adam woke and he says, behold, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And the husband, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Interesting that it doesn't say that the wife's going to leave her father and mother. All the guys, can I get amen on that? Just any of you guys that are not married yet, I'm just going to tell you, whenever you get married, check out the in-laws, because that's who you're actually getting married to, into that group. All right, so check them out good. If they're not too crazy, just jump in, man. You'll make it. It's funny with my, some of you guys know that I have, you know, my wife is the oldest child in the Bosco family. And so all the other siblings and all the other in-laws that have come along, I say, you guys owe me favors for the rest of your life. All right, because I wore them down, man. I wore them down good. They're easy now, bro. You got it easy. My brother-in-law, I'm like, bro, you need to fix whatever breaks my house for the rest of your life. Because, but interesting, guys, if we think about this, and some of us have probably heard this before, but it says that, right, that God took the rib out of the man's side, right, not out of a different part of his body, but out of his side, right, so that the woman is not to be in front of Adam or behind Adam or above him or beneath him, but to be at his side as a partner and as an equal. And over the years, even the Old Testament, there was some stuff that kind of crept in there that some people could say that God was kind of okay with women being treated poorly and stuff like that. Well, we all know that that's not true. That's not true at all. And you know, if you read the Old Testament, we've got a few guys that are starting to read the Old Testament pretty good, and there's some crazy stuff God let's happen back then, man, right? Can I get amen on that? Yikes, that's scary. But we just, it's like God's like, okay, listen, I'm trying to see big picture here. We'll let that slide because we've got a big picture we're trying to kind of get done, right? But it's the other thing that's interesting to me, think about this, guys. When God took the rib out of his side, right? It wasn't just a rib. And then God makes this woman. But what God removes from Adam's side is all of the female attributes. and characteristics of God, because he makes Adam in his image. Can I get amen on that? And we're going to look at some scriptures in a few minutes here that show us that God, we call him our Father and all this stuff. There's a big move. There's people writing Bibles that are removing all the male references to God. Okay, that's dumb. That's real dumb. Yeah. Just look at the original text. The original language is clearly male, a male thing, right? But we understand something. Just because we say our Father who art in heaven doesn't mean that he does not have female characteristics about him. And so hopefully this is going to come out a little bit humorous, but it's pretty good as well, I think. Because if we think about kind of just our culture nowadays, right? Guys, if some of you guys, how many of y'all got kids? Guys, how many, just raise your hand if you got kids. Did your wife ever trust you at home with the kids? She had to go do something and she left you home with the kids? Once in a couple times, right? Right, I'm just saying, me as the father, if my kids start getting crazy, I never look at my kids and say, you better wait till your mother gets home. Right? No, but moms will do that, right? Wait till your father gets home, right? Because there's this kind of this stereotype about the father, that the father's the disciplinarian, right? The father's the gruff one. The father's the one that's not going to budge, right? The father's the one that's going to, I'm going to lay the law down here. And any of us fathers that have little girls, we know that that's not true. yeah, they push us all over the place. And for a while, then we catch on. We start drawing lines after that, right? But you understand, guys, there's this stereotype in our culture, particularly in our culture, where, you know, moms have this certain, like, aura about them. And some of us had some crazy moms. We knew not to mess with them. I mean, I hear stories about a kid with frying pans and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying. We kind of, for me growing up, I did not grow up in a Christian home. My parents were good folks growing up. But I was like really scared of my dad, for real. He never laid a hand on me, and I was just scared of him. Right? Can I get amen? Anybody, right? You're just your dad, man. You don't mess with your dad. Right? He's big. He don't talk all that much. And when he does talk, it's scary. Mom, on the other hand, is just like, yeah, it's just mom. Psh. You know, go clean your room. Ah, whatever, mom. Psh. You know, whatever. Hey, go clean up the dog poo. And okay, mom. Psh. Whatever, mom. Psh. Right? Mom is like got this aura about her that we can kind of push the envelope with mom because she's kind of soft, you know. And right? Some of you are like, not my mom. But I want to talk to you about something that I think is important in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 says this, children, obey. Oh, there's a bad word in church today, isn't it? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment of the promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Now, isn't it interesting? I love, in a very sarcastic way, I love when we talk about in church, we're no longer under the law, we're under grace, except that the New Testament is packed full of guys quoting the law. Right? Just because we're under grace don't mean I get a free pass. Grace is what empowers me to do what the law says to do. Right? As I said many times, right, church, grace doesn't lower the requirements of my life. It raises the requirements, right? If your brother asks you for a coat, give him your tunic also. He asks you to go a mile, go two, right? If you heard it said of old, if you commit adultery, but I say to you, if you lust after in your heart, you've already done it. The requirements go up, not down, right? So if we think about this, this is, the original time that this is spoken is in Exodus chapter 20. That's the first time we see the Ten Commandments in the Bible. God actually speaks them from the top of Mount Sinai. He booms them out to the entire nation of Israel. All the people respond, don't let God talk to us anymore. We're going to die. Moses, you talk and we'll do it. Well, that doesn't work. We know that, right? But we see a church that the Lord never wanted to write like the rules on the wall, man. He was speaking verbally to the nation of Israel. He wants relationship always, right? He wants to speak, we respond. Yeah? So If you look at this, it doesn't say to honor your father and it'll go well with you. It says to honor your father and your mother, right? And some of us, I've heard this from fathers, you better respect your mother, right? We'll say that, right? How many dads we've said that? Listen to your mother, right? That's what we typically do when the mom's had enough and she says, honey, get in here. And what's going on? Listen to your kids, listen to your mother. And then we go back and fix the lawnmower or whatever we're doing, right? And the mom's like, wow, thanks. Yeah, right? So, but you see what I'm saying, church? Look at, this is what the scriptures say, that we're to honor our father and our mother so that it might go well with us and we will live long on the earth. Right? So if we flip that scripture on its head, if we dishonor our father and mother, it will not go well with us and we will not live long on the earth. Yeah? Moms, I think tend to get kind of the worst at times. Right, like we saw kind of in the video, you know, it's kind of, not only does the kid barf on the bed, but then it's the mom who's, the dad's like, psh, I'm out. Yeah. Dad's like, I gotta go to work tomorrow, so I gotta, Right, you're like, honey, you got that. You're the laundry queen, so you know you're good, right? And there was several other videos that were a lot more funny like this that I was going to show, but one of them was called Mom Goggles from these same guys. And so it's like they put these magic goggles on, and all of a sudden they can understand what's going on with their kids. So like one of them was like this: his kid's a teenager, and he's trying to fix his car, and he puts the mom goggles on. And this teenager turns into like a 2-year-old toddler playing with a Tonka truck. And he starts crying. You'll always be my baby. And the kid's like, dude, you're so weird. To his dad, right? But let's face it, guys. Men, our wives and moms have a certain way of just understanding something. Right? Right? I mean, it's just, there's some magic powers or something. I don't know what's going on with them, but they have some kind of, they just have insight into things that as men, we're like, I don't even know where to start with that one. You know, they've got it all figured out and do this and do this and do that and in the whole nine yards. You know, my wife will come around to my house and she'll be like, so can you, when I'm out, can you guys get the house cleaned up? And I'm like, sure, no problem. Right? And then she goes out and she comes back and she's like, why did you guys clean up the house? I'm like, We did. And I'm being serious. Like, we really did, babe. Like, it was like 5 whole minutes we spent cleaning the house up. It was like, oh, that's the truck in the driveway. Hurry up, pick something up. So I think in a general way, guys, I think we look at our moms and we think that we can kind of push them around a little bit, or that we can get away with stuff with mom because it's just mom. As I said a moment ago, when I was growing up, I really wasn't scared of my mom at all, but definitely scared of my dad. Again, never let it handle me, but there was just like something about, you know what I'm saying? Can I get amen? Y'all know what I'm like? It's just this thing where, like, you know, we got this, like, weird, and I don't even mean this in a bad way, but this underlying thing, like, man, if I push dad too hard, he's going to snap. And yikes, we don't want to see that. But mom is mom, man. She'll never snap. You know, mom just takes everything. Mom can handle absolutely everything. So I'm going to load all my, hey, dad's come in. We're like, hey, man, how you doing, son? Ah, dad, I'm doing fine. And then mom shows up. Hey, how are you doing, honey? Oh, mom, you never guess what happened. And the dad's like, he told me he was fine. I don't know. Right? Because there's like, we feel safe with mom. Right? Most times when I did stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing, there's no way I was going to tell my dad. But my mom always seemed to get it out of me somehow. But you know what? I realized I felt safe. That's why it would come out with my mom. I felt like she's not really going to do anything bad to me. Even if she grounds me, I can get out of it because I'm, you know, I'm cute and, you know, I can work the system a little bit. See, church, what I think is going on as I've been pondering this all week is that excuse me. I love pollen this time of year. What I think, honestly, guys, is that moms in general have certain attributes of God just woven into their DNA. It's just like implanted into their nature to behave a certain way. We always talk about God the Father, which we should, and we spend so much time talking about how powerful God is and majestic he is and wise and the discipline of the Lord, you know, that he disciplines us like a father would and that we're supposed to submit to that discipline and it'll produce great stuff. And amen, right? Come on. You guys heard me preach long enough, right? And the scriptures always reference, right, our Father, as I said a moment ago, and it's this male, it's powerful and strong, right, like manly, right? And the scriptures even, there's a scripture that even says to act like a man, one of Paul's letters. He says, act like a man, you know? But what I think I've been spending some time lately with some moms again, and it's been interesting because I've realized, just this week, realized that, man, there's understandings that women have of God that men don't. And it's this understanding of just that, like, eternal patience. Right, even when moms have like said they've had it, they don't really mean it. What they mean is I need a pedicure and then I'm ready to get back in the game. See, when guys have had it, by the way, we've had it in like six. We're like 6 minutes in. We're like, I'm done, and that means we're done. Okay, I got to take a nap or something. You know, I can't make it. But women, it's like they've just got this drive in them that they're like, you know what? I'm gonna make this thing happen. Right? I'm gonna take care of this problem. These are my babies. I carried that thing in my stomach for 9.5 months and then squeezed it out through a hole that it's not supposed to fit through. If I can do that, I don't care what happens after that. I can make it work. Right? Right? Sorry for the biology lesson. Matthew 23 says this, verse 37, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather you. Listen, this is the Lord speaking. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were unwilling. Think about that. Right? This is the Lord speaking about himself saying, look at how many times I wanted to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, right? Not like the rooster, you know, just kick him in the pants and say, get over there, Junior, you know, whatever. No, it's this very gentle, kind, I'm going to gather you, I'm going to protect you, right? It's this tender, do you see it, church? Isaiah 49 says, verse 14 says, but Zion said, Zion is the church, everybody. The Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. How many times have we ever felt like that? Come on, let's be honest. I've felt that way before, right? Emotionally, you feel like, man, what the heck is going on, you know? And you, again, if we know the Bible, we know that that's not true, so we got to press through that and say, okay, but the Lord will never leave me and forsake me, and then, okay, whatever. But there's times that's how we feel, right? And the prophet is saying here that Zion, which is a picture for the church, the modern church, says, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. But here's the Lord's response. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even if these may forget, I will not forget you. Wow. There's not a masculine picture there of faithfulness. The picture is a mother nursing an infant, right? Which is, my wife has nursed all three of our kids, and there's something just so tender about it, right? It's just... You know, those little babies, they get upset. I mean, you know, it's not bad for me in the middle of the night, because if they're crying, I'm like, hey, I don't have the right plumbing for that. Sorry, girl. Boop, boop. Right? There's only one thing that'll stop that baby from crying, and I ain't got it. Right? But there's something comforting about that, right? That baby just says, man, I want mama and nothing else. I don't want a bottle. I don't want something artificial. I don't want something that can give me the same thing, but it's not the same vessel. I want my mama. I want my mama, right? And now our littlest one's getting a little bit easier. She goes to bed with me better now than with Missy, but do you see it, church? We see two passages that speak of female characteristics attributed to God the Father. He's not just big and strong and mighty and just and eternal and holy and righteous, but he's also tender and gentle, compassionate, patient, and faithful. Think about this, moms, talking to moms now for just a moment. Those attributes that you have, those times that no matter what your kids do, they're still good in your eyes. I've talked to lots of moms, and they tell me what's going on with their kids, and I'm like, that was my kid. I'd have kicked it to the curb, bro. But the mom is like, yeah, but you understand, that's my little boy. He's 40. Still my little boy. It don't matter. Can I get amen from the moms? Right? You're like, look, I don't care. I don't care what you did. You're still my boy, and I know there's something good in you. Right? Dads, we know that, but we don't know how to express that too good. Right? We just want to smack it out of him. Is that right? You know, come on. Give me 5 minutes. I'll get him straight. Right? We're especially doing that with other folks' kids. Oh, if I had those folks' kids at my house, they'd be straight out in 5 minutes. And then you babysit for now, and you're like, get them out of my house! As I said a moment, I just got ahead of myself. Dads typically want to give Junior a kick in the pants and some tough love, but moms, a mother's heart aches for her children no matter how many times it's been broken. Right, come on, guys, is that right? We, as guys, we're just like, after a while, we're like, you know what? You're not done, like, cut off, like, right? But we're like, bro, you've had enough chances and you need to figure it out. Right, but don't matter how many times the kid comes back, if mom answers the door, if mom answers the phone, can I get an ain't right? It's if when it comes to tough love, it's like you gotta tell your wife you need to stay out of it, because if the kid shows up, he ain't getting no tough love if mom answers the door, right? Come on, and I'm being positive here. That's a very positive thing, and what I'm really trying to get through to you all is that I think there's actually something going on in the church. I wasn't thinking about sharing this necessarily, but there's a movement right now in the church in America I've never seen this personally, church, but apparently that this particular preacher, who's very well known, female preacher, has come out with really challenging the body of Christ in general, because there's been a lot of mistreatment of women, particularly preachers and things like that. That women that are gifted to preach and teach and different things, that they're treated with less respect and less honor than men are. Now, we know that goes on in culture, out in the world, right? But my goodness, that should not be going on in the church. I had a guy that was going to come to church here a few years back, four or five years ago, and he came and he loved it, and he called me and he says, hey, I just got a question for you. Do you guys have any women in leadership? I said, absolutely, bro. He goes, thank you very much. I won't be coming back. I said, good. Praise God. You know, it's funny. Actually, what I said to this guy is, I said, listen, do you mind if I put some teaching together what the Bible says about this and I can show it to you? He says, wow, that'd be great. So I spent like a week, put this huge huge email together with all these women, Old Testament, New Testament. Paul is honoring women constantly, right? There's a story in the book of Acts where there's this guy, he's an evangelist, basically, he's traveling around and he's preaching, he preaches this sermon, and it's a powerful one, but right after it says three women come up to this guy and it says that they teach him a more excellent way. Women. Right? They're not like, you know, you're wrong, but it says that they've got some understanding about what, doesn't say what they say to the guy. All that says that they give him some insight and some understanding about what he was preaching so that he understands it better. Right? So I put this whole thing together for this gentleman and I sent it to him, and this is his response. He says, "Wow, Pastor, this is really, really good teaching, but I'm still not going to change my mind." I was like, "Wow." Wow, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy, church? That blows my mind. So I told you what the Bible says, but you don't care. Well, there's the church, ain't it? I remember Olga. You guys remember when Olga was here a couple years ago when she gave the testimony about her sister being healed? You guys remember that one? Some of you weren't here for that, but Olga's sister had fallen. Traumatic brain injury. Was blind, severe nerve damage, was in pain all the time, couldn't handle sound, couldn't handle light, couldn't handle, like, she was bedridden for months and months and months and months and months. So she ended up getting saved, listening to Joel Osteen, so stop ranking on Joel, all right? She got saved listening to Joel Osteen, and then Olga, long story short, the Lord spoke to Olga to have her sister come down to IHOP. She was still completely immobilized, like in a wheelchair, the whole nine yards. Came down to IHOP. They started having teams come in and pray for her sister. Brand new, right? Just saved. And one day she's in the bathroom, and Olga hears this really bizarre sound coming out of the bathroom, and her sister comes out, and she's just sobbing. And Olga's like, "What's wrong?" She thought she fell down or something. Olga's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? And she says, "I can see. I can see. I can see. The Lord has healed me." And so over the next like 2 months, she goes through this progressive healing where she's completely healed of everything, right? It's just amazing. I mean, I remember when Olga told us, I was literally just, I cried for like an hour straight listening to this testimony, just sobbing my eyes out, like, I'm going to stop crying. I can't. I was like, whoa, crazy, right? But here's what I want to say to you moms. What I remembered is I was putting this sermon together. One of the things that Olga's sister said to Olga, because Olga prayed for her sister for over 20 years to get saved. And one of the things her sister said was to Olga was, "Every prayer matters. Even the little short ones when you didn't think God's even paying attention." Right? It's not like the "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You're amazing, awesome, sovereign, omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, blah, blah, whatever," right? I mean, we get these perfect prayers, and we think, okay, wow, that was a really good one, and God heard that one. Something's going to happen. But just like when the kid rolls over, and he's like, "Mom, why are you watching me sleep?" Right? I know my mom, again, we weren't even really Christians growing up, right? But my mom would tell me stories after I got older. She'd come in our rooms at night and pray over us and stuff, and, you know. So, amen, moms. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop doing it, because the Lord is with you. Amen. If you feel hopeless, you feel like you're in despair, don't give up. I read something recently where this preacher says, "There's many times as I look back in my life, I thought that I'd failed, and all that really happened was I just gave up." That's powerful, church, if you think about that. How many times do we think we failed, and in reality, what we did was quit? We say, "That's it. I've prayed enough, and nothing's happening, so I'm out." Right? But, man, don't quit. Right? You know how many times I'm tempted to quit all the time. But where are we going to go if we quit, right? You know, we think in our country, we think dads are the strong ones. We think the dads are the ones that keep the household going. But the reality is, moms are really the strength of the home. Right? So three things this morning. I'm almost done, moms. I told you, I tell you now, I'm going to be quick, short. Three things. Number one, you're made in the image of God. When God took the rib out of Adam's side, he also took all the female attributes that were in Adam and deposited them into Eve. Number two, you are more important and powerful than you may ever know. Your love for your husbands, the father of your children, and especially for your children, is invaluable. I know that I would not be the man I am today. If it wasn't for my mom, my mother-in-law, my spiritual mom, Pastor Karen, grandmas, you know, I had a great-grandma way back, like had polio, was in braces, walker, that's all I remember. But we used to visit her and she had date bread every single time we went there. And a country crock butter spread, right, man, every time. And we'd eat the whole thing, it was fresh right when we pulled in, nice and warm. But I had no idea, again, didn't grow up in church, so I didn't really know anything. But what I know now, I actually have her Bible on my shelf in my office. And her house burned down, and the Bible's the only thing that made it out. It was my great-grandfather's Bible. That's it. The house burned to the ground. They lost everything. The Bible's the only thing that made it out. So that lady, I'm sure, was praying for me, right? Missy's grandma passed away last year, and really great woman of God, and I know that there's some people sitting in this room right now that are here because of that lady. But I remember as I was privileged to preach that service, and the scripture the Lord had given me was when Paul encourages Timothy to be stirred up in his faith, and he says, I'm convinced that there was sincere faith in your grandmother Eunice, and also in your mother, Lois. And I'm convinced it's in you as well. Paul doesn't talk about the grandfather, the father, and the son. He talks about the grandmother, the mother, and the son. And what the Lord said to me, he says, son, you're standing where you're standing today because of your grandma, because of your mom, because of Missy's grandma, because of my mother, because of these women. Right? Were there men praying for me and men standing with? Sure, for real. But we always look at, right? We like men because men are strong. Oh, here's a good, strong guy. Look at this guy. Yeah, he's a strong guy. And we like to surround ourselves with men. But the Lord's like, you know what? There's some women that are real strong. They're just not strong on the outside, right? But they're strong on the inside. I think many times stronger than we are as men, right? Insert man flu. None of y'all heard that. The man flu? Look up the man flu when you get home on YouTube. It's pretty funny. So I know that I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my mom, my mother-in-law, my spiritual mom, grandmas, and many other women who've loved me like a mom. Number three, you are anointed, equipped, and empowered by God to rise up in your role as a mother and display with power and authority, with gentleness and patience, with dignity, faithfulness, and grace, the attributes of the Father that we men often fail to do. Amen? Can I have all the moms just stand up? We're done right here. We can hang out, let the kids finish their class. If you're near a mom, just lay hands on them. All you guys, men, get up, stand up. If you're not near one, stand up and get near one. We're going to pray for all the moms that are not here this morning. We got a lot of moms out traveling and different things. But just want to pray a simple prayer, a blessing over you. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that each and every one of these moms would be refreshed, encouraged, empowered, And that they would know that even when we fail to show it, that they are honored and highly esteemed in our eyes and in our hearts. Lord, we ask for the grace as husbands, as men, as children, to stop taking our moms for granted. And Lord, we would do as the scriptures say, that we would honor our father and our mother, that it might go well with us and we'd live long on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. So moms, do you have a small gift for you? Please don't run out, all right? I think they're out in the lobby somewhere. Ron is working it. So God bless you guys. I just really felt to share just something really tender with you moms, and you're super important. Super, super important. Amen? So God bless you guys. Have a good week, and we'll pick up our sermon series from last week next Sunday probably, all right? So God bless you guys. Have a good week. Tuesday night Bible study. If you'd like to come out, we'll be there.